Na telefonu imam posebno gostio, znanu članicu mlajše generacije slovenske skupnosti u Viktoriji. Ne bom rekao samo u Viktoriji, ker Zalika Rizmal tudi već časa se daj preživlja u Sidneju. I kod sam joj že imenovao, Zalika Rizmal je kći znanega slovenskega rojaka gospoda Vinka Rizmala, ki smo ga tudi večkrat imeli kod gosta na naši slovenski odaji. I seveda kdo bi pozabil na našo predrago pokojnu Elicu Rizmal, ki je kar 25 let delala kod radijska napovedovalka tukaj na tej slovenski odaji. Zalika, dobar dan na naši slovenski odaji.
Ja, dobar dan, Lenti, hvala.
Zalika, please tell us about yourself, what you've been studying at the University of New South Wales, and we have recently found out you received a special award.
Yeah, thanks, Lenti. I studied a double degree at the University of New South Wales. My first degree was in international studies, and my second degree was in law. In international studies, I majored in globalization, and I also did an exchange to Mexico. So the award was for the international studies degree. It was for the best achievement in the Bachelor of International Studies. It was called the New South Wales Vietnamese Australian Community Prize. So I managed to top the graduating class, which was quite amazing. And I just went to Sydney last week to receive the award, and the ceremony was really beautiful. So I was very happy.
Zalika, on behalf of our listeners, I'd sincerely like to congratulate you for this award. What got you into studying international studies? We understand you want to be a lawyer and make a lot of money as well, but international studies?
International studies was just, that was my beloved degree of the two. I guess coming from an international background and having travelled a lot and always having this interest in other cultures and the way that the world worked in general, that's what got me interested in the first place. And yeah, I loved it. It was very easy to do well because I really enjoyed what I was studying, especially the globalisation aspects of the degree. And I mean, international studies is a mix of various disciplines, so it involves, you know, politics and international relations, economics, languages and development studies. So it's a really broad set of disciplines to be able to study. And I really enjoyed it. It was wonderful. And I guess I find that the whole phenomenon of globalization and its interaction with the national and international politics, migration, citizenship, economy and trade, it's extremely interesting to see the way that that's developing because it's changing so quickly and it's such a phenomenon, I guess.
What's a big change that's occurring at the moment that we should be aware of?
Well, I guess the way that we're linked to each other is changing, you know, with the rise of like social media and increasing number of people in the world having access to the internet. So those kind of aspects are really interesting in terms of, you know, civil society and just our ability to know what's happening in other places and our ability to connect on a person-to-person level. I think that's the most interesting thing, at least for me, in terms of the future and how that's going to develop in our global society, I guess.
Zalika, those of us who read the Australian newspaper recently saw a lengthy article with you and your father, Vinkor, featuring prominently. Tell us about this. How did this come about?
Yeah, that was quite an experience. Max Allen, a journalist from working for the Australian, got in contact with us. I think he'd seen my dad's website. And he came over with a photographer one day and we had a good chat and they took some video and photos. And yeah, it was quite amazing, really. He did a really good job. The article was really well received, which is great. I think it's managed to raise public awareness about the whole project and the old vine, you know, in Australia and in Slovenia, which many people don't know about. Great promotion for our community and for Slovenia in general.
Zalika, as a second generation Australian Slovenian, what's your take on the topic of the future of the Slovenian community in Australia? What are your opinions here, especially considering that this is discussed quite often within our Slovenian community?
Yeah, I think that's a very relevant question. I think there really needs to be more involvement by the younger generations, but also there needs to be some kind of incentive. I mean, I think the community at the moment is very much based around the older generation. The younger people, I don't think that we feel that we have that much relevance. And so there's not so much of an incentive to get involved at all, but I think that we really should. There's such a huge legacy with all the clubs and everything that's been done in the past, which I don't think should be lost. I'd love for there to be some way for more of us to be involved. I'm not quite sure what that would involve, but I think it definitely has something to do with involving younger generations and making them relevant and appreciated in the community today.
Zalika, you've recently completed your double degree in International Studies and Law. What are your plans for the future now?
At the moment, I'm looking for new opportunities for employment in different areas like legal, policy, government or NGO settings. However, long term, I want to be able to use my knowledge and skills in global issues and law to go into journalism and the media. I'm hoping to do a graduate diploma in journalism at RMIT University next year, and we'll see where it goes from there. That's my plan at the moment.
So we might see you here at SBS?
Who knows?
Continue your mother's legacy.
We will see. But yeah, it's a very exciting time, and I'm very much looking forward to the future.
Zalika, congratulations yet again for achieving this marvellous award at the University of New South Wales. And we wish you all the very best in your future aspirations. And we hope to see you around the traps, especially within the Slovenian community. And thank you so much for coming onto our program today to speak with us and let our listeners know who you are.
Alen ti hvala lepo za pogovor in želim sem, ki poslušajte slovensko oddajo na SBS, lep zvečer in še dalje lepo se imejte za long weekend.